Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. There have been demonstrations, more than 1,000 people arrested across Russia after Vladimir Putin announced he's calling up reservists to fight in Ukraine. Also, a lot of Russians have been booking flights to leave their homeland. Former President Trump continues to defy what he describes as a political witch hunt, specifically the New York Attorney General's lawsuit targeting Mr. Trump and members of his family for their business dealings. A Trump attorney says the suit is neither focused on the facts nor on the law. Hurricane Fiona, a Category 4 storm expected to hit Bermuda in the coming 24 hours. As the storm continues moving north, Bermuda is under a hurricane warning. On Wall Street, the Dow down 122 points. The NASDAQ is off 170 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Charlie Dombeck here from Key City Capital. As a practicing CPA for nearly 30 years, I have found that 80% of your ability to grow your wealth is dependent upon two factors, taxes and investment performance. At Key City Capital, we improve investment performance by diversifying capital into off-market investment opportunities in passive rental real estate and alternatives like asset-backed lending. We recover dollars that clients unnecessarily pay in the form of income taxes, creating a lifetime annuity of savings. We are a sponsor of passive, affordable, single and multifamily residential rental investments, which are located in Sunbelt landlord-friendly states. These investments are the top choices in a rising interest rate and inflationary environment. They represent a store of value, protecting your capital from market volatility. Learn how we at Key City Capital can help you ultimately grow your wealth rapidly. Connect with me at keycitycapital.com or give me a call at 817-912-1569.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
The end of summer is just a few hours away, with fall officially beginning at 8.04 p.m. tonight. Get ready for a hot day today, though. I've got the high temperature around 97, heat index above 100. Mostly sunny today. Rain chances are, low at 10%. But you could still see a stray shower. Low temperature tonight in the upper 60s to around 70. And then for tomorrow, look for a high temperature noticeably cooler in the upper 80s with lower humidity. And the same thing on Saturday as well. Plenty of sunshine, still dry. Then on Sunday, with a high in the lower 90s, look for the rain chances to be spotty in the afternoon and evening hours. But another front moves through, high in the low 90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At CBNS Bank, we've been meeting the needs of our customers since 1906. Need help setting up new business goals? Our line of commercial loans can help you achieve them. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
For Alabama News Network, I'm Janae Wright. Police say a relative discovered a 2-year-old boy found dead inside a car at a kid's campus in Blount County Tuesday. Temperatures were around 90 degrees at the time. It wasn't clear exactly how long the boy had been inside the vehicle, but police say it may have been an extended time throughout the day. The Alabama Department of Corrections says an escaped inmate has been recaptured. Richard Mordecai was recaptured Wednesday morning by Alexander City Police. He escaped Saturday morning. Mordecai is being held on a 15-year sentence for burglary in Pickens County. He was sentenced in March of 2021. For retired Alabamians and those on a fixed income, inflation and rising costs has been a big impact on life. Wednesday, a meeting of retired state employees took place to hear their concerns. Governor Ivey was the keynote speaker at the 42nd annual meeting of the Alabama Retired State Employees Association. The biggest concern with retirees was health care and the rising cost of goods. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Janae Wright.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Waiting was such a mistake. That's one of the things we hear most after we've successfully treated one of our patients for erectile dysfunction. At Montgomery Men's Health, we want you to know first and foremost that waiting is a mistake. Because the longer you wait, the more difficult it can be to treat your ED. Using what you've got is important, not just for your relationship, but for your overall health. There's some truth to the phrase, if you don't use it, you'll lose it. At Montgomery Men's Health, we'll fight for your ability to consistently perform without the anxiety that so many men experience. In fact, you might even find you're performing like you haven't in a long time. We only treat ED and low T at Montgomery Men's Health, and we've successfully treated many men with protocols that are effective in nearly 90% of cases. We also have the full complement of treatments, including acoustic wave therapy, so you get the one that works best for you. So don't wait. Make an appointment. For just $99, you'll get a medical consultation, blood work, and if medically advised, a test dose. Call today, 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663, or go to montgomerymenshealth.com.
Mary?
Yes, Bob?
Did you just turn on some water someplace?
No, why?
Well, there's no hot water. Hand me a towel, will you?
No hot water? But your folks will be here soon, and I still have to do the dishes. And what about my shower?
I'll take care of it.
Bob, I won't let you try to fix the plumbing again.
Don't worry. I learned my lesson last time. Cole Plumbing can fix it. I just need to call them, and that way I'll have plenty of time to rewire the fuse box.
At Cole Plumbing, your problem isn't your problem. It's our problem.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
This is how you conduct yourself in a democracy?
A man and a woman.
I think women are in fact demented. They are dangerous people.
Joey Clark.
I don't know. That seems a little harsh from President Biden.
I kind of agree with him.
We're just getting a little mellow here on a lazy Thursday morning. How you doing, Eddie?
Stressing.
You look like you got a furrowed brow.
Yeah, it's my day.
I'm sorry. Let's see if Duke can cheer you up.
Hell, hello, he always Duke. Cheers me up. What's up, Duke?
I'm like Bernie Sanders.
You broke?
Let me get this perfectly clear. I've been minding my own business, going on and taking care of the things I need to take care of. You know, just, I told myself now that even if these individuals on the talk show or they call us, talk about Trump 24/7, I wasn't going to respond.
Okay.
I wasn't going to say anything the rest of the year about Trump, man. Period. I lied. I had a relapse. You know, this is the first time I ever told a lie. You know, I may stretch the truth every once in a while, but I don't.
Well, you just lied again. First time. Give me a break.
I may stretch the truth every once in a while. But until I turn the radio on, you know, I haven't been listening to the radio, you know, all day. As soon as I turn it on, here's this guy named Papa B going on and on and on and on, you know. Just like a dictator members, you know, they just bow down to the wannabe dictator, you know, and everything, and a one-term kind of president or whatever, you know, and all that, and you know, just like this alcoholic guy, he had a pint of whiskey in his pocket, okay, and he fell, and he looked up and he felt back there and felt some wetness back there. He said, "Please, Lord, let it be blood." You know, he doesn't want the whiskey to go to waste. That's how way these people are about Trump.
Duke, I think you're breaking your vow here because at the end of the day, you're just jealous. You're just jelly, man. Like, you wish you had that love for Trump, but you just can't bring yourself to do it. And you don't have that love for many other politicians, and I think you're just envious, man.
I hang out with him and all that because, you know, he might get some things done if I hang out with him, you know, just hanging out with him, one of the boys, you know. We might, you know, get into trouble, you know, good trouble. Like John Lewis said, good trouble. But I love the way this appeal court shot him down.
Well, they shot the judge down, and it was expected.
Yeah, because you one of them, cult members also, So, put her in her place. You need to be fired. She need to be fired.
I think she was right not to trust the FBI. They might have won a legal battle, but still don't trust
them. That wasn't her call. She didn't have the right to do that. Okay?
Now, do you remember a song back in, the early 90s? I've played this before going way back, and they essentially cast Donald John Trump in this song as sort of the playboy bad guy, but he can buy anything and give you that love you need. Do you remember this song, Donald Trump Black Version?
Oh, yeah.
Play it for me.
All right, here's the lead into the refrain. More Stay in the Time. What you need?
Oh, yeah. I like that right there. My league just started taking on its own, boy.
I want you to ride through the neighborhood, that blaring windows down, see what happens.
You're going to be leaning, too, boy.
You're going to have to lean.
Yeah, driving slow. 5 miles per hour.
It is amazing how much he has been an icon, love him or hate him, for now, what, 3-4 decades?
Oh, yeah.
And it is also amazing how many people who love Donald Trump or did business with him now turned on him.
Now, he's something else. He's something else now. He like the Greenland barbecue. He doesn't like it nowhere. he's something else now. But
see, I think you secretly like him. He just,
admires him.
Just jealous that you can't follow him.
I just like to see how he got these people just slobbing all on over themselves, over him. And, he need to go to England or there be a king or something. Because we can't do the king thing in this country. But he's king over here, isn't he?
No, I told him to go into exile on the island of Elba and maybe he'd go the Napoleon route, just avoid Waterloo. I appreciate it, Duke.
All righty.
Thank you, sir.
See you, brother.
Is it Eric?
Yes, a dog named Eric.
A dog named Eric. Hello, Eric.
Hola.
Hola.
Bonjour.
Adios.
Amigos.
No. How do I say that? Au revoir.
Au revoir. Au revoir.
Au revoir. Au revoir. I might agree with Biden, but how can you tell? That goes in my bag. Goes in my bag. Yeah. How can you tell what a woman is? So we don't even know who he's talking about.
That's true.
Clearly he doesn't.
I mean, and what is a man? I mean, these are tough questions these days.
Twigs and berries. Twigs and berries.
Thank you.
All right.
Beans and Franks. Beans and Franks.
Thank you.
How'd you get the beans about the Frank? How'd you do that?
That's what the zipper does.
Whatever you say, you Neanderthals. And you, by the way, know how the Neanderthals went out. So, careful.
They invented zippers?
I thought it was fire.
I got in a lot of trouble when I was in fifth grade, I think, where we did these stupid little, in art class, marble paintings where put the marbles in the paint and roll them around. And it was supposed to be a big art show for the parents to come look at. And I named my marble painting Zipper Trouble. My mom was not amused. My dad thought it was hilarious.
Well, when your 8-year-old's making phallus jokes, it's hilarious.
Yes. Yes.
No, that's what's wrong. Some people take themselves too seriously and think you're supposed to take them serious while they look like an idiot. I'm supposed to follow this guy. He doesn't know the difference between tapioca and rice pudding.
Yeah, it's very true.
Or some of that farm fresh pudding.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta get him some of that farm fresh. I think they need to start advertising that for him.
The proof of the pudding's in the eating.
I still don't get that.
Well, I reckon. Are you having a good day?
Yeah, we're having a good day. I'm about to go into the old John Kerry has spoken, climate change. Mm-hmm. And then how human remains, we got to fight back all these emissions. California has a new bill that involves human remains.
Well, they could probably do a study over there in the Ukraine.
Mm. Right now they could, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Putin with war crimes?
Who's going to go after him?
Do you think, it would be the world.
But what good does that do? He's not part of any of that stuff. What are you going to do? you're going to have to invade him. He's not going to be like, the Russian people aren't going to give him up and be like, all right, well, he's got to go to trial.
There's troubles there in Russia, folks. There's troubles.
Well, yeah, but what are they going to do? Those people are unarmed.
Nope, you're right, they're unarmed, but people are standing up. They're getting arrested left and right now, protesting left and right. They're trying to draft folks to start to put them in the war to Ukraine. So now the border of Georgia and Soviet Union is packed with miles of cars full of men old enough to get in the draft that want to get the hell out of the country.
Well, it's true, Eddie. We won't be safe until we invade and conquer the entire world.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
Ask somebody that you know, folks, working in the national security state or just associated with it, why is it that making the world safe for democracy seems so much like world domination?
Also, it's very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Costs a lot of blood and treasure to do all that stuff, too. And to what ends? What do we gain from that?
Nothing.
I mean, we're basically the world's police force. Keep shipping lanes open so China can send us goods that send our, what do they call that, our trade deficit through the roof and their benefit. I feel like we're being pimped by our politicians.
Yes.
Like, we're out on the corner and they're just...
Yep.
They're just taking all the everything that we're out here working for, they're just taking from us. Like,
and there used to be honor amongst pimps, but that's even gone by the wayside.
Pimp down. Pimp down.
Mm-hmm.
We need something to laugh about. I'm sick of these folks. Well, I can't wait for tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to be a fun show, right?
Yeah, we're going to shoot for it. Today we've been trying to hit that middle ground, not trying too hard today.
Yeah, I'm ready for silly. I'm almost always ready for silly, but...
Well, hopefully Jonathan Strange will be here. I know Brian Dawson will be returning after a hiatus. You know, he just had a newborn.
Yeah, he had that baby.
Yeah, he had a baby.
I actually messaged that dude last night and asked him if he got banned or something. I was pretty sure it was because he had a kid, but, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't allow people with young babies to come back in the studio.
Yeah, no babies in the studio. No, that is real... No more kids, no babies.
I thought we were talking about that Supreme Court ruling, and he got kicked out because he followed through.
Ah.
No, that guy's a rebel. Mm-hmm. I like that guy. He's one of those guys that's kind of like a no-nonsense, but can cut up with you and be serious. And kind of like y'all. That's what I like about y'all. Y'all can cut up and you can be serious, and I like it. And strike that. It surprises people a lot of times when you're talking to them, you're being all goofy, and then you turn to the intellectual part and start having a real conversation, and it really surprises them.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when you travel and you meet a lot of folks that, you know, they go, Alabama, and then there's all that connotation that come with that.
Well, Eric, as a wise man once said, to surprise others, first you got to surprise yourself. I appreciate it, man.
I do that every morning.
See you, homeboy.
I'm so happy to hear that. Get off the phone! Goodness gracious. I want to hear about you surprising yourself. You keep your mouth shut, Eddie.
That's crappy.
You keep your mouth shut.
Going on a date lately?
John Kerry has spoken. He's, of course, a special presidential envoy for the Biden administration. And John Kerry says he's looked at the Inflation Reduction Act. I looked across that chasm of this black hole of spending, and I think it's an amazing bill due to its climate change-related impact. But it doesn't do much for inflation. Oh, crap, I said the quiet part out loud. Yeah. Apparently, Kerry was speaking at the International Energy Agency's Global Clean Energy Action Forum, and Kerry called the bill a completely misnamed piece of legislation. We're running around saying, I support the IRA. That's tricky in politics, but here we are. And I'm not sure how much it has to do with inflation, but that's okay, said Kerry. And by the way, you know, Biden said, if you want to see how focused and energetic I am, just watch me.
Yeah.
Watch me. Did you see him at this thing yesterday? Getting lost after giving a speech?
Dude, he shakes hands with people that are not there.
Right.
So nothing surprised me from this moron anymore.
Well, and that brings us to just a hair-raising story out of California. But it's all, you know, well-intentioned. And, you know, once people die, there's no need to respect the bodies, right? Actually, this is showing great respect for bodies. Incredible respect, I suppose. Decomposing human remains can legally be used as compost from 2027, thanks to new California law aimed at tackling climate change. This California law makes it legal to turn human remains into compost. The process involves placing the body inside a reusable container along with wood chips and aerating it to allow microbes and bacteria to do their thing. The law, signed by Governor Gavin Newsom this week, takes effect in 2027. With climate change, this is an alternative method of final disposition that won't contribute emissions into our atmosphere. What? And again, with the bureaucratic language, this is an alternative method of final disposition. You getting this, Eddie?
Sorry, go ahead.
It's California law. You can take a body, put it in a reusable container with wood chips, aerate it, and use dead human remains as compost.
Sure can. Problem with that is, I believe there are laws on what you can do with a human body.
No, but the law's been changed in California, effect in 2027. This, and the bill's author said, with climate change, this is an alternative method of final disposition that won't contribute emissions into our atmosphere.
Well, they put another one out there a while back where you take your remains and you put a seed of a tree in there, and they plant you, and you become a tree. So it doesn't surprise me, although it's a little bit... you know, not my kind of thing. But this is California, dude.
Well, and David just messaged me saying, you want haunted forest? Because that's how you get haunted forest. Yeah, I think he's right there.
I don't understand.
I remember Grandma so well. What'd you do with her? What was her
run
final
through
request?
The wood chipper?
The compost her.
And then, okay, who's going to do the composting part? Hey, excuse me, do you compost humans here? You know someone who does?
I guess we've solved our fertilizer crisis. Let's go to Sam. Hey, Sam.
Sam, I am. Thank you for taking my call. Joy, look here, man. Last night on television, I'm flipping around, and there it is, all the classic Holocaust photos of the pits, the bodies.
Yeah.
Yes, man, all that. And so when you start that up, about, well, yeah, we're going to compost human beings, yeah, it's not hard to read between those lines. All those people that refuse to take the shot and dissidents and those that don't want to obey.
You going to compost me?
Yeah. Oh, hey, listen. Do you remember? This might have been before you. But way back when there was the, I forget the proper name for it, the Dome Project, where people were going to live completely inside a dome. And,
yeah,
and everything. Yeah, the biodome. And they were going to stay at least a year, but they after a couple of months, they couldn't breathe. And what happened, when you compost something, composting works great, but as the bacteria eat and break down the material, they release a lot of CO2.
That's right. Lots of gas.
So
out of there.
That's it. So that's something to...
When anything,
what about the CO2?
When anything is returned to the earth, there are gases that get it, you know, come out.
Sure. But it did. It ran them out. It ate up all the oxygen in the biodome. One other thing. Here's something fun. Trump, I get fundraiser requests every day from him, this, that, and other. And we remember, we've all heard the stories about what really threw him over the edge was at that dinner where Obama made some jokes and pissed Trump off. And
yeah, the White House correspondent.
You saw that look in his eyes right then.
All right, how I know Trump will be running is when I see him saying that he's giving up KFC. He's hanging out with Joe Rogan. He's pumping. He's moving some weights around. He's getting back in shape. Lean, mean, bad Trump. That's what I know. That's what I got, man. What you got?
Not much else. I got a break.
Case of herpes.
Okay. Oh, and I'm still that thing with Vanderbilt. You're right at the end of your show yesterday. That was weird. Yeah, they're looking for trans buddies. And I've been in hospitals where they had a patient advocate to make sure you got, you know.
And of course, the response to that investigation by the left is now Republicans are attacking medical science and inciting violence.
Yes, sir. Hey, listen, I love the show.
Incite violence.
Oh. I love the show, guys. Thanks very much.
Later, homie.
272-922. What's this about you having herpes?
I thought we were talking about you.
No, I don't have herpes.
He said, what you got? So I thought we were.
I don't have the herpes, man.
You sure?
Yeah.
You sure they're not just in decline right now? You know, they come back, Joey.
No, I don't think I have. I don't think I got
keep
that.
Keep taking the medicine.
What else you got?
A little gas.
Sorry.
Now, on that disappointing note, I don't really know what to say. 272.
Yeah, you'll ask me again later on.
9228. Well, I guess Jack Campbell claims I'm all you got, but I guess I got you too, big boy. What a sad sap I am. I guess the only thing we can do at this point is...
Take us out, Moose.
Taste the biscuit.
Trustworthy. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Another Guardian Credit Union story.
Good morning. What can I get you?
Yeah, I need a cup of coffee. I also need some tires for my van and my washer machine to stop leaking.
We're a coffee shop. We only sell...
And I need a new roof, a bigger bed, and a porch door that you don't have to fight with to close. Oh, how am I going to do this?
Oh, okay. I can get you some coffee. But let me tell you, for everything else, you should talk to my friends at Guardian Credit Union. They'll help you get what you need when you need it. Guardian helped me just last month when I needed a new refrigerator.
Really? Wow, maybe they could help me take care of some of my needs.
I'm sure they can. Here's their number. It's 334-244-9999. Or you can just apply online. Now enjoy that coffee, honey. Everything will work out.
Connect with Guardian today for all your lending needs. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi there, I'm Madeline Cannon with Alabama Home Mortgage. Getting pre-approved is the first step towards home ownership. People are often scared or nervous about taking that first step, but I'll tell you, it's nothing to be scared of. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we will take the first step and every step along the way with you. Call us at 567-4223. We will gather the information needed to tell you exactly what you qualify for. After a call to Alabama Home Mortgage, you will know what price point to shop for, what down payment is required, if any, and what your monthly mortgage payment will look like. We take all the guessing out of it. Then, when you find the house you want to make your home, you are ready to make an offer. Along with your offer, you will submit your Alabama Home Mortgage pre-approval letter. This shows sellers that you've already taken the steps necessary to ensure that you qualify to purchase their home. Wait no longer. It's time to take that first step together. Call me at 567-4223 or start the process online at myalabamahomemortgage.com.
That's Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
Hey, this is David.
And Becca from Fantail Seafood and Steakhouse.
My wife and I want to invite you for an evening out to dine with us.
Bring the whole family, closest friends, or someone special for a night of fantastic scratch-made food and cocktails.
We serve everything from the best ribeye or crab cake around to a blackened grouper Caesar salad made just for you.
Be sure to plan to save room for the most decadent cheesecake you've ever put in your mouth.
When you think dinner,
think Fantail.
Where we're always off the hook.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. This is part of the program brought to you by Ashley over there at Pest Pro Services. You know, it bugs me to no end walking through all these spider webs.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not quoting Gwen Stefani in No Doubt. I'm talking about the Halloween spiders are out.
I don't think they're dangerous, but it is annoying when that web's in your face.
It's just so big and super
I've got
sticky.
One, and I've got a one I haven't dealt with yet,
yeah.
And it's not a big problem, and I can't see the spider, but every time I go stick my hand in the mailbox, spider web.
Hope it ain't a black widow.
I hope so, too.
Or one of them wolf spiders.
Or a recluse.
Yeah. Dude. I would just lock up your mailbox.
It doesn't have a door.
You got a baseball bat?
Yeah. Well, I might need to call Pest Pro Services.
I think I would. If I've got worries like that, Joey, somewhere that I've got to stick up my arm or my hand constantly and there's always a spider web there, I'd rather be safe than sorry. Let her come out and take care of that for you. She's got some poison that will deter those kind of things from happening again.
Well, and it's also, thank God, it's going to get cooler here soon.
That's a good and a bad, right?
Yeah, well, because it means rodent season is upon us.
They don't like to be cool. They'll go inside where it's
warm. All those mice, all those rats. Hey, you might even get squirrels that start nesting in your attic or
something. They will. And let me tell you a little something about squirrels. Squirrels are just a rat with a big furry tail, but they love to chew. So they'll chew wires, wood, anything they can get their mouth around.
Mm.
You don't need them up there.
Yeah, and they're not very smart. They're just going to go. They don't know any better.
No, they don't.
But you should know better. And Ashley at Pest Pro Services definitely knows better. They really do have the technology and the expertise there at Pest Pro Services. So you can always call them at 265-9990. That's 265-9990. We've lost count how many listeners Ashley and her team there at Pest Pro Services have helped. You can also go to ppsriverregion.com or search Pest Pro Services on the Book of Faces. Just remember, folks, when you want to know, call a pro. Pest Pro Services. Be sure to tell Ashley that Joey and Eddie from News and Views sent you. 272-9228. Now, here's a story out of Montgomery. Montgomery may have a gang problem, according to Councilman Aronde Mitchell.
I thought we dispelled those rumors years ago.
Yeah, we're under new management.
Oh,
management.
Okay.
But Councilman Mitchell Aronde played a concerning video Tuesday night at the council meeting. It was a video posted on Facebook. It showed two teens brandishing and playing with an assault rifle. They were throwing up gang signs and was brought to my attention, and I want to make the city aware of the problem we have. Let's actually go to a report by WSFA on this here, Aronde himself.
A chilling video played at a Montgomery City Council meeting.
The video, which has been circulating on social media, shows two teenagers playing with an assault rifle.
One city council member calls it a sign of the times and is encouraging the community to do more to change the culture surrounding guns. And law enforcement tells us the video highlights the need for more parental involvement in children's lives. WSFA's 12 News reporter Brady Talbert has the story, new at 10.
This Facebook Live video of two young men showing off an assault rifle was so concerning, Councilman Aronde Mitchell played it before the public.
They were throwing up gang signs, and it was brought to my attention, and I want to make the city aware of the problem that we have.
Mitchell saying it highlights a larger issue.
We have a serious gang problem.
Now he's calling on the community to take action.
We have to change the mindset of these individuals that we're starting to see that's gravitating towards these gangs.
The councilman wants more resources, officers in schools, and programs that target young teens. The city's new Office of Violence Prevention has created mentoring programs that work with students on issues of gun violence and mental health. Law enforcement officials agree it's a community-wide problem.
We don't need to start making it into a police issue. Police issue comes after the fact. Why aren't we getting the volunteers for the mentoring programs that we have?
The Office of Violence Prevention is indeed in need of more volunteers. Mentors who law enforcement officials say can change the direction of young people's lives.
Sometimes it's not just having a male figure, but it's just having someone there to listen to.
This is, by the way, the voice of Tony Garrett for Central Alabama Crime Stop.
And to guide them, to give them that advice that they need.
And if you want to be that person, the Office of Violence Prevention is looking for mentors right now as they aim to deter teenagers from a life of crime. Brady Talbert, WSFA.
So, yeah, I guess we do have a gang problem. Are we finally admitting it now? Or are we not?
We've got some problems here in Montgomery. If we got gangs, it wouldn't surprise me any more than I thought we had gangs a while ago. I don't think there's nothing new.
Now, city officials did tout the statistics showing violent crime, specifically homicides, had dropped 34% in June compared to year-over-year analysis compared to 2021.
So we had one good month?
Well, no, year-over-year, like halfway through the year. But in 21, saw the highest rates ever recorded, even beat out 2014, which is a pretty bad year for murder. And while metrics vary depending on the type of crime, the city has also reported that crime had dropped by about 20% since last year in August. According to the Montgomery Police Department's crime map, three weapons violations and five homicides have been reported in the last 4 weeks.
No, we just had one over a day or so ago.
Well, and it's usually young men killing young men.
Yeah, there was a 23-year-old that was arrested in Auburn for killing a 32-year-old. This happened yesterday.
Yep. And it's a problem. I think everybody's aware of the problem. You know, you think about something like the Office of Violence Prevention. Like, if you put yourself in the shoes, though, of a young man, how much are they going to even listen to any of this stuff?
I don't think most are going to. I'm thinking about when I was that age. Someone coming out of an office of something like that, they're not going to reach me.
Right. You might. I'm not saying they shouldn't try.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Coming in that to me then, no, they wouldn't have reached me. Or my friends or anything like that, we've just simply made a mockery of it.
But it shows it's a problem that can't be solved with just a government program. And I think the folks running the program know that.
Well, the biggest thing that you've got to have something that interests me. And if you're just coming to me telling me, you know, Eddie, you guys need to straighten your life out. I get lectured, you know, we get lectured all the time. So you tune that out. But again, you got to have some interest in. You know, for some people, it was sports, and for other people, it was other things. But if you don't have an interest, then, you know, what is that saying? The devil's idle hands in the devil? You're not going to have nothing to do. You're going to get in trouble. I mean, and that's growing up. We didn't have much to do.
It's true. It's sad to see. Montgomery can be, I think, great.
But what is there to do? And I honestly don't know. What is there for young people to do here in town? From, say, 14 to 18 years old. Are there groups besides sports? Are there things available for them to do? I don't know anything about after school, and I'm just asking, are there after school programs? Are there anything?
All right.
Because with us, with most of us, it ended up being a work kind of program where we either got involved with cars or construction or something that piqued our interest.
Mm-hmm.
And that got us out of, I won't say got us out of trouble, but it kept us out of the streets.
There you go.
And that, you know, that seemed to be more important than anything.
Do you know a few folks that didn't escape the mean streets of Highland Garden?
Yep.
Sad.
It's sad, but with every one of them, there was a lesson behind it.
Yeah. 272-9228. I don't have young children. Certainly don't have teenage children or grown children either, like Eddie does. You got a grown one. But I'm sure the fear in every parent's heart looking to deal with the worst case scenarios, but also the things that lead up to the worst case scenarios, it's got to keep you up at night. And it doesn't take many folks, and I don't think it is, but it doesn't take many folks to cause a problem for a lot of folks doing the right thing here in the city.
All right.
So got to be on top of it. More news and views from 9 till noon. We'll come back to Chris and others at 272-9228 after this break.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
I'm Donald Trump and I love Alabama. As many of you know, there are a few issues facing our nation as important as election integrity and election fraud. This is why the people of the great state of Alabama must work together to make it easier to vote and harder to cheat. So get out, register to vote, and get a photo ID so you can make your voice heard and decide the future of our great country. Thank you.
Visit alabamavotes.gov, paid for by the Office of the Secretary of State, Montgomery, Alabama.
You're living a good life. Don't let COVID change that. If you're 50 or older and get COVID, you're twice as likely to end up in the hospital. Increase your protection today with an updated COVID vaccine.
Find updated vaccines at vaccines.gov.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The Health.
Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
The end of summer is just a few hours away, with fall officially beginning at 8:04 p.m. tonight. Get ready for a hot day today, though. I've got the high temperature around 97, heat index above 100. Mostly sunny today. Rain chances are, you know, low at 10%, but you could still see a stray shower. Low temperature tonight in the upper 60s to around 70. And then for tomorrow, look for a high temperature noticeably cooler in the upper 80s with lower humidity. And the same thing on Saturday as well. Plenty of sunshine, still dry. Then on Sunday, with a high in the lower 90s, look for the rain chances to be spotty in the afternoon and evening hours, but another front moves through, high in the low 90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At ASC Credit Union, we finance fun. With rates as low as 4.00%, financing your next adventure is easier than ever. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, folks. This is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Did you know the general life expectancy of a water heater is only 10 to 12 years? Are you noticing water around the base or the tank making unusual noises? Is the water temperature in your home irregular? Well, it might be time to have a plumbing expert take a look at that for you. Visit ClarkComfort.com today to learn how you can save $100 off your water heater replacement. Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Whatever it takes to make you smile. Alabama certification number 99004.
We take certain things in life for granted, like our posture and balance. Wouldn't you like to stand and walk like you used to? Physical Therapy and Balance Centers right off I-65 in Prattville is the area's most advanced therapy center. Dawn Sexton and her PTA, Nancy Alexander, have been working with patients in the River Region for years. Regain your physical confidence using their state-of-the-art solo step track and Virtualis virtual reality rehab. Call for a free balance test today, 334-595-9990. Physical Therapy and Balance Centers in Prattville.
Let's just cut through the chase. Hey there, folks, this is Dr. Sam from my friends at Independent Glass on Bell Street. I recently wanted to upgrade my shower doors. I knew Independent Glass could do a beautiful job, like telling Jeff and Alice just what I needed. And boy, did it turn out beautiful. Real tempered glass, not plastic. Gorgeous bronze trim around the entire enclosure, and at a very reasonable price. And Independent Glass installed everything. My advice, stay away from the big box shower store enclosures and call Independent Glass today.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Final segment here of the program. Let's kick it off by going to Chris. Hello, Chris.
Hey, good late morning.
How you doing, bud?
Lunchtime. Hey, I'm doing well. What's going on, guys?
Another day.
Well, carrying on like the wayward son I am.
I know. Y'all are talking about kind of what can you do to get these children, these young men and women off the street. I mean, youth sports is a pretty important thing, I think, in the overall aspect of it. But the problem is you have a lot of youth sports programs disappearing. We had a number of Dixie Youth franchises here in the city of Montgomery, and, you know, it's kind of dwindled down to really just a few. Yeah, and unfortunately, the ones that are very active are the ones where the parents are involved.
That's true.
And, you know, the other thing, I always tell people a story. I regret when I got out of school and came back to Montgomery that I didn't volunteer to coach some of these programs with some of these children that probably don't have a father involved. It'd probably be very rewarding. And I would think you could probably go after some of these colleges to do that. But at the same time, my other thing would be, and I know the unions probably don't want to hear the school union, but teachers unions, but I think year-round schools in the city would help dramatically.
I agree with you 100%. Yeah. 100%.
And, I just don't understand why that's never talked about. Well, I do know
why.
You
know.
Doctors. Yeah.
City unions, man. School unions. You're not going to mess with my three-month vacation.
Yeah, but, I mean, they also can get two-week quarterly breaks, though, and all this kind of stuff.
You're
but
not
going to
mess with my three-month vacation.
I mean, that's the sad part of the give and take about all this stuff.
Right.
You know, ultimately, you know, you got young men and women being gunned down in the city. There's ways to help them out, but it's just those other forces stop you from maybe at least trying. But I've always thought, especially inner city schools, year round schools are a no brainer. You get away from the brain drain. You don't have those months of those kids milling around and getting in trouble. They could be actively involved in activities out of school or right after school. I mean, I think there's ways to fix these problems. The unfortunate part is just the unwillingness to make the big choices or decisions.
Yeah,
because it'll hurt people's feelings.
Here in Alabama, we've got, especially in this area here, the weather is on our side. You know, we can do everything besides just sports like typical basketball, baseball, soccer, that kind of thing. Man, we can do outdoor sports. There's a million things available. But I don't know, to the average teenager, do they know that kind of thing is available? Like growing up, we had the Boys and Girls Club and things like that. So they kind of, we could go down there and find anything to do that day. They had activities, you know, out the yin yang. But I don't know, I don't know if those kind of things are still available.
Yeah. I mean, that's so true. I mean, I just know that, you know, you have to have parental involvement.
Yes.
Of course, to get kids to stuff and do things like that, and it takes a lot. But unfortunately, the young men and women that need it the most are unable to get it because they just don't have the parental involvement or the money to do it. Because to play football, to play baseball and things like that, it costs money.
Yes.
But I think there's ways to fix these problems, but unfortunately, I just don't think there's the will, especially in the city, to do so. But to me, I just really think year-round schools in the city of Montgomery would do so much good for the young men and women around here, and it'd probably give them somewhere to be with some type of structure.
Well, and also I think it's, like I said earlier, and I think you don't necessarily disagree, Chris, that this is more like a generational problem because it's not necessarily a government problem. There's a lot of things the government can do, like you're suggesting with reforms, but it does begin at home, and it takes a lot of people, and there are already a lot of people doing the right thing, but it takes a lot of people continuing that over years.
Yeah, that is so true. I really think y'all need to continue to talk about the city. I've always thought during COVID we had a huge opportunity, and unfortunately I think it's been squandered.
Yep.
Due to leadership, and you know, I'm not saying anybody in particular. I just don't see the decisions that could have been made to make this place, make the city, you know, somewhere people would want to come to. But now, I mean, just look around. It's just the trash, the vagrancy, and all this kind of stuff. The look is just bad.
Well, and when the report that came out yesterday, 11% proficiency in math for Montgomery Public School students. Like, the high number was like 32% proficiency in reading.
Yeah. That's soft bigotry of low expectations, Joey.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It shouldn't happen.
Well, It shouldn't happen.
Well, and speaking of that, I didn't. And speaking of that, I didn't. I've been meaning to bring this up today. I don't know. Are you an Auburn Tigers football fan?
I went to the game actually last weekend.
A miserable game.
You couldn't get on the field and fill in for their quarterback. You saw he was struggling,
man,
Chris. You couldn't help us out.
I tell people there's no reason for Auburn University not to be a top 10 team every year.
Well, exactly. And that's how I feel. But, you know, it's one thing for coach, now Senator Tommy Tuberville, to go up to D.C. and have his stockbrokers make a lot of money. It's legal. Mm. And it's why people go up there. But he just came out defending Harsin. What the heck are you doing, Senator? Come on.
Tubbs has been under the hot seat before. He knows how that is.
Yeah, but when you're not doing a good job, get out of town.
Well, I looked at his bio. First of all, the best deal in the United States of America is being an Auburn coach.
You ain't kidding.
Because if you can make it 1 year,
that's all you got.
You're going to get your 70% buyout. With him, it's 70%.
Good Lord.
Calculated up. If they went ahead and bought him out now, he'd get $17 million.
Well, after last week's performance, that sounds like a pretty good deal.
Yeah, I don't think he fit with the Southern culture.
No.
I don't think that he is not a Southeastern football coach. I think someone, and I hate to, you know, I know Auburn fans might freak out, but they had been smart to go after early, after somebody that coached under Nick Saban and gotten that. Those recruit, and again, you've been a top 10 team every year. You've been back and forth with Alabama, and things have probably been a lot better. But man, the money that Auburn has spent is just unbelievable.
It's unreal.
Well, Chris, and I don't know if you kept up with it, but I saw a rumor this morning that Auburn might be going after a particular Urban Meyer for a coach.
I've heard Urban Meyer. I've heard Hugh Freeze is another one.
No.
Liberty. Hugh Freeze, yeah.
I just know at this point, I mean, it's hard to say to keep the culture, the football culture they lost their AD, they fired him.
Fired him for that crappy coach hire.
No, but Tuberville's saying, give him a chance. He doesn't have all his players yet. Even our recruiting class wasn't that great. He's got a lot of holdover coaches from the past administration, so maybe the culture fully isn't his yet. Just keep your head down, keep making your team better. And, you know, ignore the noise on social media.
Yeah, but losing 41 to what was it? I don't even remember what the final
41 to 12.
41 to against Penn State at home.
Yeah. Well, and the manner of the loss, they just seemed to give up in the second half.
Give up?
Yeah.
That's coaching.
Yeah, 100% that's coaching.
Well, I appreciate it, Chris.
Hey, y'all have a good one.
You too, buddy.
272-9228. This is part of the program brought to you by Montgomery Men's Health. So, men, you need to listen up, especially if you're a fella and you just feel run down and tired for no doggone good reason. Maybe you have these memories to be able to go all day and all night, and now you're just petering out early.
Happens.
That's no fun. Especially those memories, like, haunt you. They torture you. It doesn't have to be this way. And in fact, the problem could be low T, low testosterone.
Very well could be, Joe.
So, for only $99 in about an hour, you can know your testosterone numbers. Quick blood draw. They run it through that centrifuge of theirs, mm-hmm. and if your problem is low T, is low testosterone, they have treatments there that can truly change your life. Most men after testosterone treatment experience higher energy, better gains in the gym.
Brother.
That's right, brother. Better mental clarity, improved sleep patterns. That's very important for your mental health. And you might even notice an increased sex drive.
That's
pretty awesome. Yeah. Anyway, so you need to call Montgomery Men's Health at 440-3663. That's 440-3663. Or go to montgomerymenshealth.com. And whether you have a testosterone problem or it's something else troubling you uniquely as a man, they're reinventing men's health care there at Montgomery Men's Health. Be sure to tell them that Joey and Eddie from News and Views sent you. Now let's go to live in Washington, D.C. April Marie Fogle is looking lovely today.
Thank you.
What's that ice you got around your neck there? It almost blinded me.
ice, baby.
Hello. Are you having a good day?
Yeah. We made it a lazy Thursday.
I get that.
Yeah.
I went to Capitol Hill, mm-hmm. and I treated Capitol Hill as if it were my personal bookstore. I don't know if you know this, but they're all the officers get delivered books, right? And so I got essentially went like it was a book Barnes and Noble, but with only conservative books. So I've got books on the economy and immigration and all the things, and that's what I did today.
Nice.
Hey, did you give those guys my message yesterday?
What was the message?
They suck.
No, I don't think she.
I just wasn't sure. I can understand the spot that you would be in, but what I would do is just say, hey, this is not personally from me, but this guy I know named Eddie, he wanted me to tell you you suck.
He's CIA, actually, so it's all a big show. It's all a big front. He's on the inside with them.
He's a confidential informant?
Oh, absolutely.
Unpaid.
Well, and your real estate gig is a perfect cover. Like, I got to go to a showing. I got to go do an appraisal. Oh, this inspection, the water inspector just screwed up my plumbing. Like, yeah, sure. Sure, you're meeting at a house.
Mm-hmm.
Safe house.
Mm. Well,
I've got, hopefully, Congressman Pete Sessions. We'll see if he's able to make it. They moved votes around today.
Mm.
I've got Matt O'Brien, Bridget Gabriel, who's an author, Ken Cuccinelli, and Jeff Sessions is actually in the booth right next to me, and he'll be joining me later in the show.
Hey, tell Jeff. Awesome. I said, hey, he owes me $20.
For what?
Don't worry about for what, son. He just owes me $20.
You making this up, or is this you serious?
Jeff owes me $20.
This is a CIA thing?
Don't worry about what it is. Just tell Jeff Eddie wants his $20.
He's going to look at me like I have two heads.
He'll know.
Well, it sounds like you got a packed show ready to go. And you sound good. Like, I hear you loud and clear.
Yeah, you sound good today.
It's very odd. Yesterday I would not playing with the knob at all, and I'd be perfect, and then it would go away. So I have no explanation whatsoever.
Oh, well.
Be careful.
Well, I got about 2 minutes left, and there's a lot that we learned today. In particular, you now have an option of being composted after you die in California starting
in 2020. That's not true.
Yep,
not
human remains. It's a more climate-friendly way to dispose of yourself after you croak.
Mm-hmm.
That is weird.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and then John Kerry said the quiet part out loud that the inflation reduction bill is great because of the climate, and I'm the climate envoy. I'm John Kerry. But it doesn't have much to do with reducing inflation.
Like, you don't say.
Thanks for that, John. And then we have apparently a gang problem here in Montgomery. You look forward to moving down here?
How good can you fight?
Did you get the gang? Did they report on the gang names? Because I was so confused by the gang names of the Birmingham gangs. They just sound ridiculous.
Yeah, they didn't get into the names.
Really?
Yeah, they named when Woodfin called for the gangsters to put their guns down and for their mamas to give them a stern talking to. He named them, and they were all ridiculous.
Are they woke names?
It's like 420. They're like the gang. There's like gangs with numbers and random.
What does 420 stand for?
Get a better gang name.
It's a time twice a day, Joey. A.M.
420.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have that security walk me out of the in and out of the building next week as I taunt the gang members about their gang names.
Yeah, they're not interested in a lady like you. They got their own things going on.
Silly cracker, you ain't gonna do nothing for
me. Hey, what? Watch your mouth.
What?
She's a lady. Watch your mouth. I know, but you cracker. Watch your mouth.
I find her to be very buttery.
Anyway, on that disappointing note.
Have a good day, April Marie.
Thank you.
Big show coming up.
You have a wonderful day yourselves.
Thank you, honey.
Straight Talk is next.